This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. So it's time for Overheard, and we have two of our eminent guests from the newsroom in today. Jack Rodolico, our health and science reporter here at NHPR. Natasha Haverty is with us. She is our State of Democracy reporter. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
We got this together.
We did.
We did it.
Yeah, here we are.
All right, who gets to start?
Natasha.
You guys can, you know, no rock, paper, scissors,
oh,
or anything.
Paper, scissors. One time.
I know what you're going to play, and I don't want to follow that. So,
okay.
All Natasha, right. That means you.
After you, then.
What have you brought with you?
Okay, so I brought in something by Elaine May and Mike Nichols, who were this duo in the 50s who improvised together.
They were married, weren't they?
No. They
never married.
They were involved really briefly. So they were in that crew in Chicago that like were the first kind of improvisers. But then they hit it off so well when they started working together that they just went off and did their own thing. And what's really cool is that in addition to performing together on stage, they did a lot of radio stuff. So they had like their radio show and then all these outtakes that you can listen to. No, they were involved, but they never got married.
And Mike Nichols was a great director, The Graduate. What else did he do?
A lot. Carnal Knowledge. Like a lot of things. Closer was one of his last ones.
Stage director and film director. And
yeah,
also Elaine May.
Virginia Woolf
was also both.
Yes, she was a director too.
So they were a comedy team.
And there's just all these awesome recordings of them playing around. The one that I've brought in for you guys is actually from one of their albums that's called Improvisations to Music. And the idea of this album was they had a pianist who would start playing a piece of music, and then it was for them to improvise whatever scene went with it. This one I love because you hear them kind of like subverting what the scene wants to be with the music.
All right, let's hear it. Nichols and May.
I bet you don't know your zone.
Pardon?
I was just saying, I bet you don't know your postal zone. I was talking with a couple of the fellas today. Nobody knows his zone.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. Isn't that funny? I don't. And I lived in the same place for years and years, and I don't.
It's something you just don't remember.
Yeah. Oops.
Sorry.
I keep losing.
There's a lot of things like zones, you know, that you're not going to remember, but your zone, you want
to. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if somebody is going to write to you, so many times people have said, what is your address and what is your zone?
Yeah, and you didn't
know
it.
I have never known what it was.
Yeah.
And it gets there faster.
Two, three, what? Faster when you say what the zone is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because?
Well, they sort it that way.
You dip?
They sort it by zone.
The mailman, yes. Yeah.
So it's going to be faster.
Yeah. Have you been up here long?
No, it's my first week.
It's sunny.
Would you like to try a little ping pong?
Oh, my goodness.
Love to.
This is the most awkward thing I've ever heard. That's wonderful. It's painful.
Well, it's so great that it was an album. First of all, that it's life before zip codes, but also like that they made an album out of it. Like they thought it was good enough, and
totally.
It is. It's so like their rhythm is fantastic.
Yeah, they're like they found what their game is, and they're playing with it. And it's also so visual, even though it was just for audio. Like you can totally picture these two people stepping on each other's toes, and they're like giving us enough pictures that we can imagine that, even though it's just for our ears.
So did you get this off of YouTube or?
No, this is an album I actually own. And I bought it on iTunes for today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good money.
You can expense that, Tasha, just to let you know. Jack, what have you got for us?
I have a recording, very low-tech recording of my son.
Your new son?
My new son,
How old is he now?
He's going to be 4 months next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And tell everyone his name because it's so spectacular.
It's Giacomo.
Giacomo, what's the middle name?
Giacomo Joshua.
Rodolico,
yeah.
That's like a song right there.
It is. Yeah, we get a lot of comments on the name. It was my great-grandfather's name.
All right, so what did you record?
He's just talking now. So
At 4 months?
Well, he's not, you know, he's babbling now. He's a genius. He's reciting a sonnet. He just started blathering, you know. One day it just started very quietly, and then very quickly it just turned into him looking you right in the eye. I mean, people who have kids won't be surprised maybe, but I think it's the most amazing thing that I've ever heard and seen.
All right, let's hear it.
So when he's not talking, he looks away from me.
Okay, that is kind of exceptional, isn't it? I mean, I know everyone thinks their child is exceptional.
I think he's exceptional.
He is exceptional.
He is, clearly.
He will look at you and make whatever noise he wants to make sound like a dolphin in there for a little bit, and then he just looks away and kind of spaces out. And then he comes back to you and he's like, blah, 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 and just keeps going. What I'm realizing in with the way babies develop, or the way humans develop, is that their precursor things they do and before they do the thing that they'll do when they're bigger. So before he starts crawling, he starts moving like he's crawling. So on his back, he actually looks like he's crawling. And before he starts actually talking, he just starts making noises. And even before he mimicked sounds, he mimicked your mouth. So from day one, he would try to, if you made an O or stick your tongue out, he would stare at you and then do it. And this is what babies do. It's
they're trying to make you love them, from what I understand.
It doesn't take much. Yeah.
Do you think when he's like spacing out, do you actually think he's spacing out, or do you think he's like looking away because he needs so much focus to come up with the ability to then do the next babble?
It could be both. I think sometimes, you know, his attention span is just so short. Yeah. But then other times, I think it does look like he's gearing up. You know, he says something and then he looks like someone who's really stopping to think and ponder the next thing he's going to say. And then I told him, blah, 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 you know? But instead it comes out as,
yeah. It's so interesting. This is, you know, probably within the last 5-10 years, of the first generation of babies that are going to be easily documented throughout their entire lives.
My mother gets really ticked at me if I do not send her a photo every day. Yeah. I've gotten really scathing texts from my mother. One time, at one point, she said, "Stop the flim-flamming and send me pictures of my grandson." He's in demand among this small audience of people.
Well, I have one that sort of works on the human brain as well in a different way. I did an interview with a woman who wrote a book about how to choose a partner in a very sort of, you know, philosophical, scientific, psychological way. She's from the School of Life. It's kind of like self-help for really thinky people.
Yeah.
And one of the things I read in the book was that the hormonal change that goes on with people in the beginning of a relationship, those first sort of flickers of love, is like people with OCD. You know, so you're completely sort of fixated and obsessed on this one thing, or you keep replaying in your mind the kind of sounds. And it reminded me of a podcast I heard called from Audio Smut, which has, you know, I guess gone through some rebranding and now it's called The Heart. So no more Audio Smut. So this woman, Caitlin Press, was the producer, but she worked with a composer, Shani Everam, and they did a bunch of research on relationships and did interviews with 17 different people. And then they put together this kind of radio play based on this one woman, Caitlin, meeting a woman named Ray, kind of them having a fast sort of torrid, you know, stapled together series of days. Caitlin's texting her like, you know, this time, she's trying her over and over again. And here's nothing back. And she's sort of getting desperate.
11:05 a.m., Ray. I miss you.
That's heavy.
It's the truth.
Why don't we try something lighter?
Ray. What's up? How's your day going? I have to go to the bank around the corner from your house later this afternoon.
Ray.
I'm heading to the bank later.
Ray.
I'm doing some errands in your nabe later. You want to go for a stroll before or after? Doing some errands in your nabe. 5 p.m. Are you around? Doing some errands in your nabe. Shoot me a text.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like chaos in
go
your
for
mind.
A stroll is such like the thing you say. Like go for a walk is even too heavy, but like go for a stroll. It's like, oh, we're just accidentally walking together.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't been in that state in a long time, but the sort of like, oh, should I say that? No, that's too heavy. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm so glad I haven't been in that state in a long time.
I've been in that state pretty recently, guys, so just cut it out.
So what we're saying is that this is normal behavior, I guess. We heard it on the radio. But actually, let me play the other clip, and then I want to talk with you guys about your thoughts.
A weird old lady name.
She didn't say I was a beautiful woman. She said,
when I think of Nancy, I just think of, like, strong, beautiful woman.
It was a strong and beautiful name.
I think it's kind of a weird old lady name, but
we were into each other.
Nancy, I just think of, like,
she just...
Strong.
isn't beautiful into it anymore. Because we were texting every hour on the hour. It's in my phone. It's right here.
A beautiful name for a woman.
What changed?
I just want to call her, but couldn't she just tell me something changed?
I can't call her again. At what level of closeness is it appropriate to have an emotional conversation with a person?
What level of closeness do you have to be with a person to be able to break up? Am I crazy? I'm f***ing crazy.
I'm just daydreaming.
About what?
About you.
I forgot to tell you that the title of the piece is great. It's called The Movies in Your Head.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Like how you start sort of, the script starts rolling
totally.
When you meet someone.
Yeah, I like how there's some of the voices sometimes sounds like it's right in your ear and sometimes like down a hallway, because that is kind of what's going on in your head much of the time. There's like louder voices and quieter voices and sometimes they swap, you know.
Yeah, it gave me like a stomach ache listening to that.
I know, poor Caitlin. But it's a composite of a lot of different people. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, you're in radio, right? You use radio for this kind of sense of place. And obviously, when you talk to people, you hear what's revealed through their voice. But I love that this is kind of revealing a mental state through audio.
Yeah,
totally.
I thought it was well done.
I'm really feeling a theme in the three pieces we brought, which is the struggle to communicate love or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like the Nichols and May, they're like this awkward couple and they like want to have a good date, you know, but they just keep like not hearing each other. And then like Gia is just pure love, but he just literally can't talk yet. And who knows what's behind those babbles. And then the heart, it's like all that girl wants to say is, hey, let's go for a walk because I have a crush on you. But we just can't. It just can't be that simple. That's my theme.
I'm gonna buy that. I'm gonna take it.
I couldn't come up with a better one, that's for sure. That's good.
Natasha Haverty, theme caller and State of Democracy reporter here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Health and science reporter Jack Rodolico, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
We will put a link to more Nichols and May material and also a link to The Movies in Your Head from formerly Audio Smut, now The Heart. All that, wordofmouthradio.org.